Hi, my name is Sarah Zanoli. I am the Ice Princess and Director of Skating here at Penguin Ice Skating in Kenner. We have a lot of kids' activities here that are similar to ice skating. Gymnastics, dance, all of the performance in our Mardi Gras parades. That is all common to figure skating also. And so I think folks who are into that kind of stuff and good at that kind of stuff would be really great at figure skating. And then, of course, there's many other team sports that translate really well to hockey. For here, it's just about learning the skating skills. And once you have those basic skating skills, you can use all of the other athletic and performance skills from other sports and disciplines to apply to ice skating.
The material on the floor, so tell us about like the ecos behind it, why you chose that, all of that, because you obviously came from a traditional ice skating rink. So how did you make the decisions behind building this?
That's right. So both Dennis and I come from a background of real ice. He played hockey on the Turkish national hockey team, and I was a professional figure skater in New York. The plastic ice was kind of born out of necessity. Having a real ice rink here is very labor intensive and very costly, and we didn't have the capital to launch a real ice rink here. That's still a dream down the line, but this plastic is a great surface because it doesn't melt. It's eco-friendly, and the solution that we use on top of it is also green and non-staining to clothing. So it's essentially plastic, like a plastic cutting board, with a solution on top of it to make it glidable so you can use regular ice skates on top.
Why Kenner?
So we chose this location because A, there was affordable rent and ample space. But B, the businesses that are doing really well in this mall are the businesses that have physical activities for kids that are great for birthday parties or just a weekend adventure. There's an adaptive gym downstairs. There's a bounce house. And now that malls are becoming less about the shopping because we do more of our shopping online, we're trying to redefine what makes a shopping mall attractive. And it seems that here, physical activities for kids is it.
What is the feeling that draws you to ice skating? Like when you're on skates, what is the feeling that like kind of brings you and made you become like a professional ice skater?
I liken skating to the feeling of singing. I can't sing for the life of me, but we all know when a singer hits a really high note and they hold it for a long time, how it sounds soaring. That's how I feel when I skate, and I haven't found anything else in life that makes me physically feel that way. That's one of my greatest gifts, is now I can share that with people, and especially here in New Orleans and Louisiana, where people mostly have never seen ice before, that feeling of awe and joy is even greater.
When did you get to that point that you're like, I want to keep doing this, even though I've had these failures or these setbacks and it's really difficult?
Great question. Ice skating is all about falling down. Like as a beginner, it's all about falling down and standing up. And then even as you progress higher in your skating, so in figure skating, we have tests almost in the way in karate, you test up to black belt. In figure skating, you test up to your gold medal. And it's a performance that you do in front of a panel of judges. And it feels very high stakes. You train a lot to get there. It's expensive. There's all these people watching you. And you fail at those. And so it's a really great life lesson on how to fail gracefully in front of a lot of people, doing something you spent a lot of time preparing for, and then get up and do it again later.
I think this is a good metaphor for life.
Skating is totally a metaphor for life. Skating taught me way more about life than college did, or more about skating. It taught me more about life.
Thanks so much, Sarah, for letting us come by and see you skate.
Thanks for having me. See you guys here soon.
For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.